Tennis legend Martina Navratilova mad that Republicans are more vocal than Dems about keeping trans athletes out of women's sports. By Paul Bois on December 4, 2024. Martina Navratilova, a tennis icon and open lesbian married to a woman, reportedly feels mad that Republicans have been more outspoken on transgenders and women's sports than Democrats, the party she has belonged to for decades. Navratilova expressed her dissatisfaction in a post on X this week, posting a photo of Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, posing with the advocacy group Gays Against Groomers while holding up a shirt that read, "Save Girls Sports." "And I am so mad that the Republicans captured this issue. Shame on all the elected Democrats who keep silent on this. Hashtag what about the women," she wrote. Navratilova has been outspoken on transgenders and women's sports going back to 2022 when she criticized swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, for competing with girls in college. "It's not about excluding transgender women from winning ever," said the 59-time Grand Slam champion. "But it is about not allowing them to win when they were not anywhere near winning as men. You try to keep it as close as possible to what it would have been. Were you born in the female biological body in the first place?" Navratilova continued. "And even saying that people take exception to biological females. People don't even want to use those words. I don't know what else to say. Other than that." Navratilova also appeared at the Independent Women's Forum's Take Back Title IX rally in June, where she said that fair and proper integration of transgenders in women's sports is not possible. "Initially, being the Democrats and the women that we are for the most part, we in this group were trying to find every single possible way to include trans-identified men, males to identify as women, into women's sports," she said. "And the more we try to find a way to mitigate the advantage, to handicap, to somehow to include, the more we figured out it's not possible. It's not possible to do it in a fair way. And here we are in a much different position. You are a bigot, you're a transphobe, you're a Nazi. You're a fascist, you're a communist, everything and everything in between. And this is coming from the left. I am the left. My people are turning on me. They're turning on us, women, who speak up for women's sex-based rights," she added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.